going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hi, guys. My name is Jennifer.
Please don't tell us. I just want to double check. I know we kind of dug into this whole dirty work ahead of time, but this dirty work is not about kids, right? It doesn't involve kids.
No. But you guys definitely made the right decision last week. I was legit in my car saying, don't do it.
Yeah. I'm glad we didn't either. So, Jennifer, you called us this morning. What's up? What can we do?
So for the past 2.5 weeks, I met a guy online and we've been talking, and it's legit like we are the same person. We like the same music, movies, same political views, everything.
Oh God, already talking politics this soon? That could have been a deal breaker. So glad you guys are on the same page and still doing well.
Yeah. But so it's so good. And we're supposed to finally meet in person Thursday night at Peabody's.
Oh, wow. Peabody's. I'm actually going to be there this Thursday. So I'll be able to see this. So this is great. So keep going.
Yeah, but there's a big problem.
Okay, what is the big problem?
So I'm not who I say I am.
What? What do you mean?
So I used my girlfriend's profile pictures because I was nervous.
Ah, we have a catfish on our hands, so you catfished this guy.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know I would like him this much. We're legit, perfect for each other, but I really think he's not going to want to see me once he finds out.
So tell us how we can help out. What do you want us to do?
So if I send you guys my real photo, could you just call him and explain? And Shaggy, can you even be like, you'll be there Thursday? Because he always says he comes to stuff the bus and never gets a photo with you. But maybe call him, explain I screwed up, and send him my real photo and try to smooth it over.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we can do that. I'll do my stuff the bus charm because, again, I'm always busy at these events. So, all right, so we need your real photo, no fake photo. And can you DM it to Natalia, please?
Yeah, for sure. Natalia, what's your Instagram?
It is Spicy Little Ukrainian.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, I hear you guys say it. Hang on 1 second. Okay, it's sent.
Okay, give me one moment. Let me take a look. Yes, got it.
Okay, so you got it. So, all right. So what we're going to do is I'm going to put you on hold so we can get his number, call him, and then after we call him, you'll be able to hear everything on the air. So...
Hello.
Can we speak to Will, please?
This is him.
Will, what's up, man? It's Shaggy and Natalia from Z104. Hopefully you're having a good morning. How are you?
Oh, good. But hold up. It's Wednesday, so what in God's name is happening?
He must be. You definitely listened. Well, listen, the good news, it is dirty work, but you're not in any trouble, okay?
All right, good. Because, Shaggy, I'm going to be honest, I'm a huge fan of the station and, you know, stuff the bus, so please be kind here.
Aw, so listen, Will, we hear you're going to Peabody's Thursday night for a date.
Yeah, it's with a girl named Jennifer. I met her online. She's rad, so I really can't wait.
Well...
No, guys, come on, please.
No,
please.
Okay, hold on, Will. Okay, she's real. And everything you know about her is real, okay?
But.
Will, have you ever, sadly, been catfished before?
No way, man. How did she know? Hello? How did she know?
I'm so confused. You mean how did you know?
What do you mean?
Well, Jennifer used her friend's profile pic, and she's praying that we talk to you and you get over it and you still want to give her a shot and meet her at Peabody's tomorrow night.
Is this serious?
Yeah, but it kind of seemed like you knew.
No, I thought you guys knew.
Knew what?
Well, I mean, I used to fake my profile pic as well. So that's just a little bit crazy. That
No, hold on. So she called us and gave her real pic that we were supposed to send you. But the thing is, Will, you did the same thing. So, Natalia, we have a double catfish.
This is nuts.
I mean, so you have her real photo. I'd love to just see it.
Okay. So, Will, what's your IG account? I'll send it to you right now. I'll put it in your DMs.
Cool.
Okay. Sending it now.
Okay. While you're sending it, hold up. So, Will, we're going to need your real photo because we should call Jen back because that's what everyone's on the text line saying. We need to call Jen back and send her your real photo because she doesn't know what you look like either.
All right, cool. I'll send it back to Natalia now on that Instagram because I just got the DM and I don't know why she lied to me. She looks fine, and I think it's gonna be great because it's such a funny icebreaker for our date on Thursday.
All right, so let me ask you. So for 2 weeks, you guys never asked for each other's social medias?
No, we both agreed to just talk on the phone or text until we met in person. It's kind of like an old school meeting.
Okay, so just to clarify, Will, you were happy with the news and you still plan on seeing her Thursday night, tomorrow night, Peabody's with Shag, yes?
Oh, 100%. And Shaggy, I think I can snag a photo with you if I come up stuff the bus every year and never get a pic with you.
Yep, I got you, man. No problem. Totally. I'll see you Thursday night. Make sure you walk up and say what's up because now I know what you look like because you sent us a real photo. So I guess now what we should do, we should call Jen back, Natalia. Mm-hmm. And tell her the good news that he thinks she's fine and then,
But we also need to show her his real photo.
Well, perfect. I'll see you Thursday, Shag.
Hello?
So, Jen, were you listening? This is so weird and kind of crazy. It seems like we got double catfished here for the first time ever.
Yeah, I was. So can you send me his real photo, please?
Yep, just give me a second. Here it comes. Okay.
No.
Okay. Jen, I heard something, but it was kind of low. Could you repeat? What we didn't hear you. What did you say?
Yeah, this isn't going to work.
What isn't going to work?
He isn't my type, so I'll pass you guys. Can you just let him know I can't make it Thursday?
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Hold on. Let's backpedal. So you said at the jump that this guy and you, like, totally hit it off and were perfect, and now you see what he really looks like, and you're like, nah?
Yeah, I get it. I'm the bitch here, but it looks do matter.
Oh, my God. Hold up. Let me remind you, you lied about your looks, too.
Yeah, I get it, Natalia. Like, not everyone can be you, but I'm good. Thanks, guys, and I really appreciate you saving me from this.
Whoa! Like, we're saving you? This is absolutely crazy.
It is what it is.
Oh, my God. This is a new low for even dirty work. I'm sorry.
Can I hang up now?
No, you know what? 1 second. I got you. Bam! We don't need you no more.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.